morning. I thank you. Y'all ready? Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Good to see you. I want to welcome Steve from the Gideon today. He's going to be doing good. Is that right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got asked 100 questions. I got stopped out in the hallway. I changed 2 flat tires. Pastor, can you do this and that and other? So we're running a little late, so I'm going to be quick today. But I got all the stuff done that people asked me to do, so that's a good thing. Let us open with prayer. Miss Cynthia. Okay. I just assumed everybody knew who you were. No, I'm just... is this your better half?
By far.
Yeah, 3/4. Or you could just go like me and say my better 90%. That's usually what I do. Yeah. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just ask your Holy Spirit to come in here today in this sanctuary and your holy house. And we just ask that we get the message that we need, how important it is to spread your word around the world to the lost, to understand that your son has an eternal salvation for them if they seek that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right. We got weekly announcements coming up. Boom, boom, boom. So we got to talk a little bit more about that and how that's going on. We're regrouping around that, so not a whole lot to do with it right now. Boom, boom, boom. Bible study was brought to my attention, I think, and that's my bad. This one has the Wednesday night Bible study got out of here some kind of way by accident. So we got to get that back in there. But we missed a couple of Bible studies in a row because Brother Osborne does that on Wednesday night. He'd been sick, and he's back, so this will pick back up this Wednesday. You got anything you want to say about that?
I think we're in chapter 11
still. Still, well, yeah. Yeah, chapter. Yeah, okay. Boom, boom. The church council got pushed back. I did go over to district, and that was a really good meeting and really turned out real well. Learned a lot of good information over there and the process, and we'll probably have a new district pastor in 3 to 6 months, we're hoping, you know. And Lloyd said, tell all you guys that it was his honor to serve us as a district pastor for 18 years plus, and he was really grateful that he was able to serve the Church of God so long in that capacity. But it's time for him to retire and go do something new. Yeah, he's really good. I'm going to miss him. We got the right there. You should have one of these in a cleanup. The kids are going to be, they're going to do all the work. Really what they're wanting you to do is bring your pickup truck where they can load it up and stuff, because they want to get their area back there cleaned out, because our goal is to get this summer to get some new playground equipment and stuff back out there for them where it can be actually, we got a couple of ideas on how we're going to do some fundraising for that money. And get it back to where the children and the youth group can do what they need to do. Boom, boom. That'll be there. Do you have any announcements while it's popping in my mind from the youth? Are you? You do? So you come on up and get ready, because she's finna set you on fire, I bet. Here we go. Go ahead and set them on fire. Oh, here comes an associate pastor. He's okay. Leave him alone. Do your job. He's up here with me. You leave him alone.
So we did our first fundraiser yesterday here. We did a bingo night. And we also started selling raffles for our cornhole board raffle. And we did phenomenal. We set a goal of $400 for last night, and we actually almost tripled it. It was great. We had a ton of support. We're so grateful for all of you guys being here.
You can't get up there on
that. Fantastic bingo caller is not in the room right now. But Brooke did a wonderful job keeping everybody entertained last night while we played our games. And a special thank you to Anita and Jim and Sue and Hollis and Kathy for helping us get everything set up and cleaning up afterwards, too. So it was an awesome night for us. We're going to keep selling cornhole raffle tickets through Lost in the 50s this year. So lots of opportunity for the kids to hit their goal for going to camps this summer. We were asked to do another bingo night. So we're going to look at the calendar and see how frequently we can host some bingo nights for the congregation and then also for the community to come out and hang out and enjoy. So we're working on that. Yeah, it's awesome. So thank you again.
And I'm thinking about doing a bingo night for the playground.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put that together for that. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as the pastor doesn't threaten me anymore.
Huh?
What?
I think she was doing, and I think she was cheating a little bit, and try to make it where I wouldn't win, you know. And when it was all over with, I didn't threaten her. I just said, you can probably forget about me putting in a good word with that God guy with you about that heaven thing. But I didn't make any kind of threats. And then, you know what she did? She tried to hand me some extra bingo cards. Will this get us square? I was like, no, I was just joking. I love playing with them. They're great. Both of them, these two ladies, young ladies, they have just took this youth program and stepped in and just took off with it. And it's just amazing. And really, with all the smoke settled, I am so grateful to both of you. And love you so much, and thank you so much for what you do for these children. I think it's time to meet and greet someone, or do we got another night? Yeah, see? I'm not as sleepy as I thought I would. I'm still kind of hanged over from that trip I had. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good to see you. I bet you this time you got an inline fuse somewhere. See you. So we got that. I better take that up there.
I
just put something in it. We'll come on up and we'll figure your shoes or something.
Did you announce Joanna and the food?
I am.
Okay.
Okay. This ain't got there yet.
Yeah.
I know.
What's the lady's name that runs the project, that runs the, in the orange, that runs the system up here?
Yeah. What about her?
Well, she saw you, my hand you that 20, and I said, hey, that's for letting me in church.
Yeah.
She came into there, and she goes, hey, if you start handing out money, it's been
like. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I put it in here. Huh? I don't know. But you can come and bring it and put it in there. Yeah. I just let them go. It's fellowship, right? Can't stop that. That's God working. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Yeah, because you sold all your used cars. You ain't got none right now. When you get some more. Hey, Tom, Jesus is waiting on you. You know, you can lie about the size of your fish you caught after. And real quick, that Sue reminded me that got a good report on Joanna. Good chance that she's getting out of the hospital tomorrow. And Sue has asked for. Go ahead. And Sue has asked to help put a fruit basket together. Anybody wants to help to put something together to take to her once she gets home. And we got hot dogs and chili dogs and what else am I forgetting? Yeah, from Mr. Day. So we're having our second food fellowship today. So stick around and get you something to eat, because they had food left over yesterday, so they just decided to use it up today. So am I forgetting anything? No, I'm kind of still sleepy. That road trip was quick to drive over there and back, and I believe we have our worship song coming up.
I will place in my hands, the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear.
Time for testimonies. Anyone got any good testimonies they want to talk about what the Lord did in their life this week or blessed them? And I know that one lady does, but I can't find her. Where is she at? Oh, right here. Here's one. She's already got me.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for your prayers. It's been kind of a rough 3 months with different health issues, but, you know, the Lord is faithful and brought us through everything. Also, I wanted to read just a few scriptures out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I was listening to this the other night, and boy, did my ears perk up because I need help. I'll show you. Okay, the love chapter. I'm going to just read a few verses, starting with verse 4. He said, love is patient, love is kind. Thought, okay, might need some help there. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So I say amen to that.
Amen. Huh?
Cheryl and I went and visited Joanne on Friday. Hollis has already referred to that, how she's doing. She has a hard time talking because of the lung situation, you know, breathing-wise. But she came out and talked like Joanna can talk. She was fantastic, right? She found it somehow to talk to us. And
She wanted to mention to the church that this is the family of angels. She called Cheryl and I angels. Well, I'm far from that. Cheryl might be close, but she'd actually referred to the church as her family of angels. So I thought I wanted to pass that on. That's how she thinks about us, which I think is pretty nice.
And you could be an angel. The question mark is from where? No.
Well, like Lula, I undid myself the other day because God shows us wonderful insights into this beautiful machine that he has designed for us to dwell in. And when we don't take care of that machine and we kind of skip over some of the maintenance things and then we wind up in the repair shop. And that's what happened to me Saturday, and I didn't get to come to the play day. And because I neglected to take care of one thing in my daily routine that I always do since I found out about it, I managed to plug up my plumbing, and I was miserable. I was just absolutely miserable. And Michael frets so when I'm like that. So I told him to go play with the kids. And after I got him out of the house, then I had a little talk with Jesus. And you remember that song, any of you that are my age anyway. He showed me that there's no pill for stupid. And so he's great. And he speaks in wonderful ways that really get your attention. And I thank him for that.
I love you. And did you just call him Michael Flintstone?
No.
I know a lot of you have been wondering what happened to Thalia, why she's in a walker. Back in December, she fell off a bunk bed and broke her femur in half. And the day before she was supposed to walk again, she slipped on the ice and broke above the femur. So now she has a rod from her hip to her knee, and hopefully next week she'll be off her walker. She is doing really good, but I want to thank everybody for their prayers and caring for her and for her being so little. She's got her bone, she has weak bones. That's why she breaks so easily. But thank you, everybody, for your prayers.
And she's a real trooper in Christ, because we got to remember, too, that she she was our Mary in our Christmas play, and she had broke her hip. And she showed up and did Mary anyway after she got out of the hospital. So she's a go-getter.
It's not really a testimony, but I think that there are divine appointments in life. And these children were brought to us, and I am so, so grateful for these children. They're all very polite. They care for you. They watch after you. They're just such a blessing to our church. And also the grandparents and parents that are raising them, you're doing fantastic, and God loves you for it. And God loves all these children, so I'm very grateful for them. Thank you.
Thank you. I knew.
Thalia, you need to know and remember that Jesus really likes people your size.
Yeah.
Yeah. This last song that we sang, Open My Eyes That I May See, I found myself substituting in that I may do. And Some days it's easy to say and hard to do. So I covet your prayers.
Oh, I won't be able to live with it.
You won't be able to live with it. Well, we've came to the time of our service where I am so glad this is back. I almost kidnapped them last week and brought them anyway and stuck them right out here and then was going to rush them in for this part and then let them go back out. But I thought that would probably not be good on my part to do that. Once again, we have the Osbournes back, and it's time for the hymnal, and it's page 469. Will you please come up and do what you do so well?
We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that shall conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword, and shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above hath sent his Son to save us and show us that God is love. And show us that God is love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a Savior to show to the nations, who the path of sorrow hath trod, that all of the world's great peoples might come to the truth of God, might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Brother Osborne, Sister Osborne. Time for our tithes and offering, but for all y'all should have had one of these in your bulletin, and the Gideons are here today and what their work is. And y'all have heard me tell the story about the lady and her son passing away, and she was so upset about wondering if he knew Christ or not. And a couple of months, a month or so later, they were going through his house and cleaning it up and found this box that had a Gideon Bible in it. In the back, he'd filled it out the day that he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and said that's, you know, so it's very important what they do. So we'll be doing open Bible. What they should put in there, write it out to the Church of God, one check where they don't have to tote the grocery stuff out of here. We'll just give them one check from the Church of God for whatever that ends up being. Well, let's do our regular tithes and offer. Brother Dennis and Brother Mike Flintstone, could you? I thought she called him Michael Flintstone. It's because he's always, let us pray. Dear Lord, we just ask you the donation that we give to you, come into this church today, that we use it and be a good steward of it to spread your love and the salvation through the cross that Christ gave to us, and just plant Jesus in each and every one of our hearts, and especially these children as they grow up and go into this world, they realize that they're not walking alone in this sinful world, that they have an opportunity to. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now it's time for those. We got another worship song coming up, I believe. Or the children's. Let's do the worship song and get that out of the way. All right. Sing the new song. It's time for the Children's Change World Offering and get them to come up here and also make the pastor take a second mortgage out time too. So go, baby. Bless these kids, Lord. Get you one and go do it. Go, 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 go. Enjoy yourself. Get you one, girl. Oh, is that for you? I remember. All right. Yes, you can. I close my eyes. Did you do it? There. There you go, Darla. There you go. There you go. You know. Here. Here, let me sit there, baby, and you scoot down because I got to reach there. All right, baby. No, 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 no. Huh? Okay, that'll work. That'll work. That'll work. I got it. Yeah, over here, buddy. Thank you. How you doing today? There you go, baby. We change it up on you at the end of the month to mess it up. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Put it over there.
There's a gold coin in here.
Yeah, again, it's one of them gold coins. So where are we at? How many we got today, Doc? I don't even know.
I don't
even know. Oh, no. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. No. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, and I'm going to start with this one here. And I got to figure out where she got this marble from, right? Is that a marble?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. Is that what you're giving me? So you got this thing from, Peter Pan?
No.
You didn't get it from Peter Pan?
No.
Oh, found it in your toy box. So, I guess. Ooh. Ah, whose is this?
Mine.
So, let me figure out where you got this from. You were hiking up a mountain to deliver Bibles to people up in the top of the mountain. Then when you got done, you had one left, and you kept it for yourself?
No, Grandma got these, and then we were allowed to have them.
This is your new...
Bibles.
Oh, all right. So,
Mommy.
I'm going to get you, baby. How about that? Huh?
It's a science thing.
It's a science thing. Whose is this? How did I know? How did I know that you brought that? Huh?
Because he showed you.
Because she brings the biggest things. So I got to figure out where you got this from. You was on a mission in Africa helping build a new church for the children there. And someone gave you this for all the good work you did. No?
It's from Raylan's birthday.
Oh, from Raylan's. All right, you got me again, Dick. You got me again. So, and is yours in here, buddy? Yeah.
That one's mine.
That one's yours? All right, put that in there.
I think I can.
All right.
Everybody can tell.
Raylan, I don't have a clue, dear. Where did you get this from?
Walmart.
Out of all the guesses I could have made, and I should have known, like, Walmart. Thank you. Oh, look, and look here.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So who did this? Okay. Nobody did that. Okay. All right.
What is it?
It was a bobby pin. I didn't know. Who is this?
Me.
Me? Now who? That's you? Oh, okay. So, let me guess. Let me look. I know where you got this. You was in the motherland. And you were doing portraits and statues of Christ. And this was the model that you used to work off of to build a statue of Christ there in the motherland. That's not where? Where did you get it from then? Oh, all right, Walmart, yeah. So, okay, well, you won too. Hey, trick me. All right. So, here's a book. Whose book is this?
No.
Colt. So, Colt, you got this when you were... They asked you to start writing Bibles, right? Is that what they did? No, they didn't.
I
don't knock that off, buddy. Let's scoot that back. You got it where?
For Christmas.
Oh, for Christmas. Okay. And who's that?
It's a dog.
It's a dog. Whose is this?
Over there.
Hey, what are you doing, baby? Come here, baby. Come here.
You don't even know where she got it?
I don't know. She was running a dog kennel and this is what you had left over? No? There you go, baby. All right. So... A ring. That's yours, huh? Where did you get? Let me think. Wait a minute. This ring kind of look familiar to me. This ain't one of them 2006 state championship rings we won in baseball. Did you play for them in baseball here in 2006 and won a state championship? No, that's not where you got it from. Because I remember that. Oh, okay. Oh, Lord. Here. Sign. And.
Did you put your phone in there again?
No, he put his hat in here. And. I don't have a clue. Where'd you get this hat from?
My dad's company.
Huh?
I got it from my dad's company.
Oh, from your dad's company. Oh, well, see. Yeah, look there. And so, look. I mean, you even gave me the answer right on the end of the look. Boy, I'm slow as molasses, ain't I?
There should be one more thing in that.
Yeah. One more thing? Oh, could it be like a checker?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that yours?
What?
Yeah.
Where do you think he got it from?
I think he probably got that from... From where did you get it? If you get that from... All right.
It's from my birthday.
From your birthday again. So that's definitely not what I...
Thank you.
All right. Let me think. Guess on your shoes. You got those shoes. Let me look at them. Turn around. Will you turn around? Let me see them on the back. Did you get them when you was playing in the NBA at basketball before you retired? Is that not where you got them from? Where did you get them from?
Can I see it?
From your daddy?
From the store.
From the store, oh Lord, of all places.
Guess her nails.
Guess her nails. All right. So, you opened up a beauty shop. No? And you were, so that, you did, and you were doing that for display to show people how good a work you do nails? Is that not what happened? Mm-mm. And where did you get your nails from? You don't even know. So.
She found them in her room, somewhere in her room.
Somewhere in your room. Okay, that is a winner.
Okay, come on.
Thank you. See you later. Love you guys. Somewhere in my room. Well, it's that time that y'all don't have to listen to me this week because he came from the Gideons. And so just come on up, sir, and tell us why what you do is so important that I know. Yeah. Get you one of these.
All right. Thank you. Everybody hear me okay? So the young man said, I'm a Satanist and I worship the Lord Satan. And that's what the guy said. So where this was said was on the street in Mexico City. And there were some Gideons that were at a university and they were on the street giving the New Testaments to the students. And this one fellow comes up and he picks one up. He was curious what it was. And when he saw it was a Bible, he got agitated and angry and started cursing at him. And then he just walked across the street and was taunting him. And that's what he said. He said, I'm a Satanist and I worship Satan. And so he took the Bible and he said, you know what? I'm going to show you what I think of your Bible. And so he got out a cigarette lighter and he put it to the little New Testament, but it wouldn't catch on fire. And he kept trying at it, and pretty soon it kind of freaked him out. And so he left. He went away. And then he came back about 15 minutes later, and he walked up to the guys, and he says, I'm sorry for what I said to you. And he was just really shook up. He said, I've never seen anything like this before. This is a book of supernatural power. And I said, well, the power, you know, they said the power is the words in it. And so they shared the gospel with that young man, and he prayed with him on the street and gave his heart to Christ. And so these other three other students were standing on the other side, and they saw this happening. And they came over and they said, you know, after this guy, young man had left, they came over and they said, we saw what was going on there. You know, that guy is like, made a big deal about being a Satanist. Was he praying with you guys? And they said, yeah. You want to know what he was praying? And so they shared the gospel with these three young men, and they too gave their hearts to Christ. And, you know, that's what the Gideons were all about. We're there to take the Word of God and just present it to people. And we never know what God has done in preparation to bringing people to that encounter with the Word of God, but our job is just to make sure it's there. And we do that by handing them out ourselves. We do it by putting them in hotels and motels, where probably most of you have run into them some point in life, and a lot of other different ways. So I'm just one of the local camp members here in Sandpoint, and am happy to be here today on behalf of 250,000 Gideons and auxiliaries in over 200 countries around the world, sharing God's word in 109 different languages. And we've got a little video to some more about that.
Ephesians 2:12 says that to be without Christ is to be without hope. To live without Christ is to live in a state of uncertainty, with little expectation of the future, and with no real solutions to life's most difficult challenges. Much of the world exists in this state of hopelessness. But to find hope in the person of Jesus Christ is to find hope in its purest form. Hope in Christ is more than a momentary respite from pain, more than a wish of things to come. It is true and lasting. It provides us with a strong and assured expectation of what God has promised, and it changes who we are and how we live. This hope is part of our salvation. It provides power for living. It gives us joy. It gives us protection. It gives us strength and boldness. It gives us comfort and peace. It gives us confidence in ministry. As children of God, we abound in the hope of Jesus Christ, daily experiencing the blessing of calling Him Savior. If we believe His Word is alive and absolute, we should not be able to contain the hope inside of us. With every Bible we place, with every scripture we distribute, and with every word of witness we share, we offer true and lasting hope in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as long as there are people in the world who do not know Jesus, who do not have hope, our work is not finished.
So, you know, there are some of the different places that the Gideons go to distribute God's word. And, it's a worldwide ministry, as mentioned, over 200 countries. And most of the scriptures that go out go outside the United States, and they're distributed all around the world. And every year, we come to the end of our fiscal year, which ends at the end of May, and we end up with a deficit. There's millions of scriptures that these Gideons in all these countries around the world have requested, but we're not able to fulfill. So we have a deficit. The demand is greater than what we can provide. So we're very thankful for any, you know, support that comes to us and helps us fulfill that mission. You know, one of the ways that we distribute scriptures is to our military in the United States and other countries around the world. We distribute those to via chaplains to induction centers and various locations, law enforcement as well. And a story, his name was Brandon Blair, and he grew up in a Christian home, and he said, "I knew a lot about the Lord, but I was living for the world." And after 9/11 came, he joined the Marine Corps, was deployed several times in his second combat tour in Iraq. He was shot by a sniper, and miraculously, even though the bullet passed through him, he didn't have a lot of internal bleeding. He was taken to a hospital and was recovering. And this was in 2006, and at this time, he really entered a low period in his life. One of his friends was killed while deployed, And he himself was having a little bit of a problem recovering. And he remembered he had that testament still in his things that he'd gotten when he enlisted. And he managed to dig it out and started reading it. And he came to Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. And he read, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the miry pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, making my steps secure." And at that point, he really felt God's presence and God's ability to pull him out of this deep, low place he was in. And he asked God for forgiveness through the salvation of Jesus Christ. He came to know him as his Savior at that time. And 2 years later, he left the military and became a pastor involved in full-time service. And what he said was, the military gave me a purple heart, but God gave me a new heart. And we're just happy to be a little part of that story and making sure that scripture was there for him. You know, one of the ways that we also distribute scriptures, in addition to the hotels, motels, and the different areas you saw there, is something called international blitzes. And so we have Gideons from different countries will come together to one specific country, and they'll just go as hard as they can for 2 weeks and give away as many scriptures as they can. So, for example, we had Gideons from, I think there were 40 different Gideons going throughout country Guatemala, and they gave something like 400,000 scriptures away in 2 weeks. Okay, those are some busy boys. Okay, like this, 400,000 times. It's amazing. So during COVID, our plans had to change because people weren't traveling like normal. And so these Gideons said, well, we're not going to let this stop us. So the Gideons in these countries said, we'll do our own blitzes. So they didn't rely on people coming from other countries. They just rallied up who they could in their own country. And so, you know, they did the same thing, going out and just to a particular city and just hitting it hard and giving his way of many scriptures. And so that's a really important way for us to distribute God's word. And so these Gideons, 80 Gideons in the country of Cameroon, Africa, were able to distribute 259,000 scriptures in 2 weeks. So they go to all these places. They go to the hotels. They go to schools, to hospitals, jails, prisons, and, you know, do everything they can. Some interesting times that the COVID has created, and I wanted to just share one of these things with you. It was in Lithuania, and there were some Gideons in Lithuania who had been trying to get into this hospital for years to put scriptures in the different hospital rooms and give them to the staff. And the administration just said, no way, we don't want you in here, not interested. And so COVID was just starting to arise, you know, and things were starting to get locked down. And it had been 10 years they had been trying to get into this hospital. And so with things being more restricted, suddenly the administrator had a change of heart. So he said, okay, you can give scriptures to some of the staff members, those who want them, but, you know, you can't go in the rooms and give them. So they were able to give them to the hospital staff. A few weeks later, that entire city and the entire hospital, everything was locked down. Nobody could get in, get out, or do anything. And so at the right time, those Bibles were locked in the hospital with those staff members, and God was able to reach some of the staff and many of the patients and minister through the presence of His Word at that time. So, you know, that part of the world makes me think about, of course, Ukraine and the war going on over there. There are 2,000 Gideons and auxiliaries in Ukraine that are doing their best. You know, they're suffering like everybody else right now. But they're doing what they can to give their scriptures out to all the folks in their areas. And they've also asked for additional scriptures, and the Gideons International has authorized, I'm not sure how many, but I'm sure plenty because of all the displaced people as refugees. And they're sending thousands and thousands of scriptures to all the surrounding countries so that when people show up, they're broken, they're hurting, they got nothing but the clothes on their back and maybe a suitcase. They can have God's word given to them to encourage them and give them comfort, help them through a tough time. There's also 3,000 Gideons in Russia, and they're there distributing His word. And so, you know, we can be praying for those Gideons in both places because they're needed, and God's word is needed now more than ever, you know. We also did something called reach responders, and this was during 2020. And again, because of all the COVID lockdowns and things going on, we weren't meeting in churches and able to present like this. And a lot of the Gideon Outreach hotels, you know, people weren't traveling. So we thought, well, what can we do to make a difference? And so we started in communities saying, well, we know there are people who are still working, and there are first responders. And so in different cities, Gideons would get together, and they would go to you know, police departments and fire stations and hospitals and reach out to these folks who are just being stretched, you know, more than ever. And so, you know, they would make special presentations and make sure they had scriptures and pray with them and give them some encouragement. And one of these places in Tennessee, West Wilson, Tennessee, there was a fire station, and Gideons came by to give out scriptures to these guys, and they were, you know, they were kind of, they said, you know, we go to church, we got Bibles, it's okay, don't worry about it. Well, one of the wives, one of these firefighters, had been there delivering dinners, and she said, who are those guys? So they're Gideons, they wanted to come in here, and you know, we told them to leave, and so she marched out and brought them back in and said, you guys are going to sit and listen to what they have to say. So so they gave scriptures to these guys and prayed with them and you know, just shared some verses of encouragement with them. Fast forward about 18 months later, and this Gideon was doing a presentation in a church like this, and one of these guys comes up to him and says, hey, you probably don't remember me, but we were at a fire station, and you came in and prayed with us, and I kind of remember doing that. And so, well, what you don't know is that really made a big difference in all of us. We got together and we said, you know, we really should be praying more about what we're doing here and studying God's word. And he said, we just started a weekly result, our Bible study, as a result of your visit, and have been doing that ever since. So, you know, we reach out as much as we can to those who can make a big impact. And so we know that, you know, people in go in harm's way themselves really can be ministered to by the word of God. And they also, you know, use it to share with others. So we give them to our chaplains, jail chaplains and law enforcement chaplains. So some other things you might be aware of, we have this thing called a life book. And this is a special tool that we developed for young people. And so pastors and youth workers can give this. It's a Gospel of Mark with commentary and presentation geared towards youth. And we came out with this in 2010. And so it's given to students, and then they can go into school and give it to other kids. And so they share with each other. And we've given over 45 million of these away in those years. So that's kids giving them to other kids. So pretty amazing. One of these girls, she wrote a really, well, if I can find it here, my apologies. you know, she shared with us what that meant to her. And if I can, she said, this book saved me at the hardest time in my life. I was failing and skipping school, drinking and doing drugs, and I almost died. And a friend of mine gave me this little book, and it changed my life. Her name was Jennifer, a student in New York City. So we're happy to have that tool to also reach out. You know, other things, we have a program called the Friends of Gideons. You can sign up for through their website, gideons.org, and we'll share with you updates on what the Gideons are doing all around the world. We'll give you things to pray about for the Gideons, so that's something you can look into. We also have a Gideon app you can download on your phone, and it has 1,000 translations of the Bible on that little phone. And it has you know, different helps and things that you can help navigate scriptures. You know, last year we distributed about 30 million scriptures. And again, we're still coming back from you know, the COVID situation. Our largest number was a few years before that. We distributed 70 million. So you can see it made a big, big difference to what we're able to do. But we're still getting out there, and it's starting to grow. And like I say, we have many, many unmet needs around the world. And all these different countries where we share God's word. So we would appreciate your prayers for these scriptures. You know, these hotel Bibles, and we get a lot of visitors to this area, and it's our little silent missionary sitting there in that hotel room. It's estimated that about 25% of hotel visitors will pick it up and look at it. And the average lifespan of one of these hotel Bibles is about 6.5 years. So they stick around and they do get looked at. And so we're excited to know that. They cost us about $5 to produce these little New Testaments, and they come in all kinds of different colors for different places where we put them. They cost about $1.25, and the largest percentage of them go to elementary schools. And again, most of those outside the United States. And there are stories after stories of people that they get these when they're kids, and sometimes they stick them away, and they come back years later, and they pull it out and read it when it's a time of, when it's the right time and God's prepared. But 80% of the scriptures that we distribute are to kids in fifth grade and younger. So that is a huge, huge impact around the world on the next generation. The biggest area where we distribute is India. And to date, I don't remember, that it's like over 20,000 Gideons in India. They have distributed 245 million scriptures since we began there. And overall, just since the first hotel Bible was placed in a hotel in Superior, Montana in 1906, we've distributed 2.4 billion scriptures. Most of those, over half of those, since 2000. So it has grown, it's still growing, and it's still reaching people around the world. So I thank you for your faithful support and letting me share a little bit of what God is doing with us here. And as mentioned, we do have, you've got the information available to you. There's an envelope there you can fill out if you aren't able to make a gift today. Just know that if you ever make a gift to the Gideons, 100%, every penny goes to printing these scriptures. We don't take anything to run the Gideons. That's all paid for by us as members. So I want you to know that, and you can give in good faith and know that it's going to be put to work. We're not buying airplanes for the president of the Gideons or anything. All right. Pastor, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for coming so much. So that's some good work there they do. You know, and there's not a lot of Christian organizations can say, make the statement that he just made, that the members pay 100% out of their own pocket for the work is done, and all the money goes to nothing but purchasing and distributing Bibles. It's pretty impressive. Thank you. This is our communion CD, so we'll start with that.
Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body."
Yes, Lord, we accept the bread of life that you gave to us through your Son on the cross.
Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Yes, Lord, we accept the blood that was spilt on the cross for our sins to be at one with the Father again. prayer of acceptance. Dear Lord, we accept the price that was paid on the cross for your Son, for our salvation, and the gift that you gave us. And Jesus, we ask you in this moment to come into our hearts and change anything about us that would be unsatisfying to you, that you mold us into the image of Christ for humanity that you would have us be. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. I invite you to take communion.